This is the Recency Bias, a mini morning after podcast production of rabbithabs.com and the Montreal Bias. I'm Zach Vanoss, along with you here, managing editor at rabbithabs.com, and you can find me on Twitter at Zach Trobs Tweets. You can find this podcast feed at the Montreal Bias, and the website, rabbithabs.com, is, of course, at rabbithabs. Always fun to ride that account. During the game, Ian Boisvert, the deputy editor, Rabbit Habs, tweeting during the games from that account. Really fun follow, if for some reason you're not following as of yet. Your Montreal Canadiens 3-1 losers. On Thursday night in Tampa Bay, the Canadiens going up against the best team in the NHL. Absolutely no love lost between these two teams, despite the fact that they're in very different places in the standings and emotionally. Still charged up for this one. Entertaining through at least the first two periods, I think we can say. 0-0 after one, but the first was absolutely a lot of fun. It was all Tampa Bay kind of out of the gates. And the second half of the first period was very much Montreal taking over. 14-13 the shots. Couple posts ringing off in there, and Carey Price was absolutely incredible in the first. I mean, the Canadiens are not in this game at any point if Price isn't just playing out of his mind. Last couple games, going back-to-back nights, Carey Price looking very, very solid. And if you listen to the recency bias from yesterday, following the loss to Carolina, you heard, if there's only one that you listen to all season, I suggest it probably be that one, because I kind of lay out my thesis for how I would like to see the rest of this season go for your Montreal Canadiens, and what I think Marc Bergevin needs to do. So saying that, at this point, what am I watching for? I'm watching to be entertained. And the game on Thursday night was truly entertaining, at least through the first period, especially the second period, pretty good one as well. Canadians actually striking first in this one. Charles Hudon, a.k.a. Chud, he throws it on net. Gallagher, of course, there at the net because that's what he does. He gets his 15th of the season. Leads your Montreal Canadiens. That's the 15th time Montreal scored first this year. So for all the complaining I do about the fact that it seems like the Habs never score first, well, they have on occasion. 15 times they've scored first, as said, this season, which means 23 times they did not score first. They were 8-4-2 coming into the game when scoring first, now 8-5-2 on the season. So that's how it's shaking out for your Canadiens. Habs up 1-0. Second period winding down, final seconds, really, when Carl Osner, unfortunately, cannot chase Nikita Kucherov down. Now, that is a big ask, but you officially saw it. We were kicking it around on yesterday's episode, but it's official now. We have ourselves a scapegoat narrative. Carl Osner is the new Alexei Gimlin. He is the shining example, as I said yesterday, of the kind of decisions that Marc Bergevin has made about this team that I think people see as the problem with this team. And when Osner failed to catch Kucherov before Kucherov was able to feed Stamkos, tied the game up. And you kind of knew right there that this thing might get away from the Habs at this point. You really wanted them to take that 1-0 lead into the third period, allowing in the final seconds the best team in hockey to climb back in, make it even, go into the locker room feeling good about themselves. Well, inevitable, right? And it didn't take long. 30 seconds into the third period, which is to say, you know, officially less than a minute after that first goal, Tampa Bay is up 2-1. And then, of course, on a power play, Steven Stamkos finding the back of the net for the second time in the game, the 15th time in the season. Canadiens down 3-1, and they are not coming back on this one. It's kind of a shame, because I thought the Habs actually played pretty good, especially, you know, right up until Stamkos scored that first goal for the Lightning. I thought the Canadiens were doing a very good job for a team Obviously missing Shea Weber, back-to-back nights. Apparently many of them still suffering from the flu. They look good through those first couple periods, really skating with the team, playing, as I mentioned, an entertaining game. But everything deflated after Alsner failing to catch up with Kucherov to Stamkos, of course, not going to miss it. And once again, the Canadiens allowing two quick goals. A fragile, fragile team. They fall to 16-18-4 on the season. Now fifth in the Atlantic. Now behind the Florida Panthers. Yep. 10 points back Boston in that playoff spot. I'm not the only one making the cries for take it apart. Saw Eric Engels of Sportsnet making that argument this morning. I think we'll be seeing a lot more people making those arguments. It's the only logical thing to do right now. There was other action in the NHL on Thursday night. Taking a look at it. Washington beating Boston. The reason Montreal only lost a point to Boston in the standings. Though I'm not quite sure why we're still paying attention to that. Shootout loss to Washington 4-3. Florida beats Philadelphia 3-2. Thus leapfrogging your Montreal Canadiens. Toronto beats Arizona 7-4 as Austin Matthews makes his debut in the desert. Vancouver over Chicago 5-2. The Las Vegas Golden Knights, they win again. They beat Los Angeles 3-2 in overtime. And San Jose, a shootout win over Calgary by a 3-2 score. The Habs have the night off before finishing out the 2017 portion of the 2017-2018 season. The game against the aforementioned and just having leapfrogged them, Florida Panthers. One more for 2017. Turn that calendar over. Take it apart. I know, these haven't been that fun. Sounds like I'm complaining, which I am, but tough losses. The Canadiens, you know, they skate with Tampa for a couple periods, but Tampa had the finishers. Montreal gave them too many opportunities. On the power play, one of the most lethal in the NHL, you can't give them those chances. Be a game where you say, oh yeah, they played well, but came up short. Tampa Bay is simply much, much better. See what they put up against Florida. Till then, take care.